Our scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew. I invite you to turn in your pew Bible or your Bible right now to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4. Now, if you're new to the Bible, for the rest of us, where is Matthew, Old or New Testament? New Testament. So if you turn to like the back third of your Bible, Matthew is actually the first book of the New Testament. So Matthew, chapter 4. We'll begin reading verse 18, so if you can find that. Once you find it, if you would close your Bible on your finger and stand with me. Let's raise your Bible high above your head, and let's say this loud and proud this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Matthew chapter 4, 18 through 25. As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed Jesus. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. So his fame spread throughout all of Syria, and they brought to him all the sick, those who were afflicted with various diseases and pains and demoniacs. I always said demoniacs. And just for this studying for this sermon, I realized I've been for years pronouncing that wrong. Demoniacs, I guess, is how that is. Epileptics and paralytics. And he cured them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. An insurance agent received a phone call from an excited woman. "I want to insure my house," she said. "Can I do it by phone?" "I'm sorry," answered the man, "but I'd have to see the house first." "Then you'd better get right over here," exclaimed the woman, "because the place is on fire." A woman who had been living a very high-pressured life moved with her family from the city to the country. The family had resolved to reduce the stresses and tensions that they had been under by entering into a gentler, easier lifestyle. A neighbor visited the family one day and noticed something that had been pinned on the family bulletin board. She asked about it, and the mother said, "Oh, that's a poem that represents what our moving here was all about. The poem starts out, 'Lord, slow me down,' but I haven't had time to read the rest of it." Think about that for a minute. You'll catch on. I guess if our priorities don't change, it doesn't matter where we move to. Amen? Priorities, priorities, priorities. What priorities? As I like to do, I've created a sermon notes insert. I invite you to take that out at this time. Grab a pen or a pencil beside you and... Oh, wait. Hold on a second. Hey, that's a good song. Hello?
Hey, did somebody order a pizza?
Oh,
place.
Yeah, pepperoni, please.
Okay. Do you want onions on that?
No onions, they don't treat me very good. And how about extra cheese?
Oh, I can do that, extra cheese, no problem.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Sorry about that. Priorities. Okay. Where was I?